Hello again. I flung myself into this. I found a starting point. And find, truly, myself right back at the beginning amusing. Yes, he has. A white BMW being drove down lane with no brake pedal working and throws a band of school children across the roadway with handbrake in use. The driver doesn't swerve, but careers around her, play the party. Error shop fix equals throws. Had the prelude session, no need for a repeat. Mr. Knight interviews. And a user, like I said, will be drifting off like so, tote shot. See Durham file. Why would that be? June counter, 2010. No clues at all. How about the remix? Hot or Love, October 20th, 2009, Stephen Bryant. I've been changing fan. What are you shaking for, Alaska? Ali? Blazing Winds. My Ride or Die. Rocket Hour. Rocket Ride. No way. The Blazing Winds. Changing Fire. Fire. Hotter Love. I'm not going into the chorus. It's been mentioned, hasn't it? Carrying on with the same format. Looking for limps. Yes, links. Had to be funny there. And risk it, making a repeat. Which in fact, is how we're standing. To show. Mrs. Knight format, IT section. I don't see any. Oh, we're hoping to get thrown, aren't we? Which has been mentioned as well as it happened. Mrs. Knight was patrolling over on Hollywood Avenue, Gosford East. And there was the winner of the Bonnie Babies squatting outside of those girls' granny's house at corner. The Bonnie Baby had been tuned, she could see, by his pattern. Actually, it's by its pattern. Back at the start of that paragraph. The Bonnie Baby had been tuned, she could see, by its pattern. The bubblegum. He peeled off concrete, was bigger than a sixpence and even a half a dollar. It was pinked, fresh too, and speckled short. He had to chew it to make the game, then gan. Mrs. Knight already featured the Bonnie Baby Stephen after Nature flashed the two Thompson girls Geraldine and Leslie plonking baby steez with a half brick like slab bang centre top of the back head. Yeah, well, as time went on, we've had a glimpse of that, an insight into the situation through this reason and that reason, and we decided it was a lad from down the street who we've already mentioned, no more names to go that way, stole up behind everybody's back. Confronted young Stephen, who next found himself dashing in the house, where he sped home, reaching it, suffering shock and rubbing the pain like mad for relief, with no mom laughing. Huge, that went into memory. Yes, we've had insights on that matter, and figured it was the kid in charm. It came up because of the Back Lane episode. Where he wasn't bearing, unbearable. It was the second time she caught him being three. You know, just mentioned that. The push chair. I like the push chair. Zoomed up to Dr. Peary's on the Great North Road, isn't it? Because I jumped face first. I quickly decided I'd definitely die if I went into the fire. Just roaring up. With the grate up. So side ventured into the corner of the hearth, crushing my face off the map. Seen the film where the guy loses all his face through a hole manifest, did have to force my tongue up the bridge inside to plaster the nose back out. And we have also mentioned here or there on paper at least the tongue being stood out. For to wash the face, and just the other day we see Marmy asking, did I get it? Well, no, in fact, I've bridged the mess, forced out the nose, and seen away the hole. So the answer to that question is, did I get it? Which came about my misunderstanding of washing the face with a handkerchief and my own tongue being extruded to produce the water, because of course I had forgotten to get a wash before we were going to town to try for the new trousers. Blah blah blah. And getting the hairspray sprayed onto the hair, for he's going to be the Prime Minister, and when that comes round, everyone will see what your hair's supposed to look like, and be goo, it is, you see. That's the way I read it just recently, and keeping it until something changes. Looking into that, my hair was fabulous. It was like his, in fact, thicker. It got changed with a hairspray, because it was standing up, apparently, and washed in the sink on Sunday night instead of the bath for some reason. And of course, as you might imagine, me, there wasn't any shampoo apparently, so of course fairy liquid would do. How's it all now? The hair wash. Oh, he was happy over that. Not me, him. There's lots of episodes there, but I'm gonna go on because I haven't planned a thing. I'd rather come in blank and try and make something out of nothing. Willie Slater's doing well just now. He's on the new website. It says here, Willie Slater was next on street and caught Alec Beauty, who nobody's met yet. Who caught Alec Beauty hour over in game. Win the rest. Yes, I'm determined to get Alec Beauty mentioned. I'm studying now, Grant and White Alec, who I know. I was three brothers, Alec, Gordon and Paul. I'm determined, I'd like to class as friends or babysitting on Saturday because I stayed at the house all night. Only nasty is I sprained my ankle before the venture was over, which is manifested in a later life as my useless left leg. Completely knackered with the shin gone too, because the knee wouldn't allow us to walk, which was broken falling off the bike by a stone placed in the root. So I was coming down for the winning show with no hands up in the air on the big brother's bike. He was nowhere in sight. For some reason I suspect it was him. He'd placed the stone directly in line, which was magic. Time I've seen it, I've been through this before, I don't mind exclaiming those. I looked at it, and all these thoughts went through my head in a flash. I'll never make it down to the handlebars, I can't jump off. It'll be worse if I try anything to get out of it. I best just let the bike front wheel go over the stone and take the consequences, which I did. Front wheel went over and turned a gnorgon. The bike turned to a mess on the path on top of it. And my knee was broken, you see, which, being that age, had no effect on us until something a few years ago. And it's the One Step Forward, Two Steps Back episode. Completely rebuilding my left leg and foot and everything. The more improvements I make, the more difficult it gets to walk until we've completely repaired it. The whole body's been broken in actual fact, on the rise, whereas the work, as it would seem, I hope you can describe the right section, don't allow the youth to live who's living it up apparently, but not in their opinion, or in fact his opinion, or his mate's opinions, but all roughing it and trying to have a laugh and survive, and they claim they're having to work like hogs and getting nothing, but see themselves all fancy in each other's houses, doing God knows whatever and when. Not to be able to see things, until there's a better explanation. Yeah, the newest craze was computer comic. Nothing important, page one. Angle brackets bit, oh no, going back. I think we're approaching the point you caused us to come in again. The spreadsheet could have been interesting, nothing on it. Yes, here's a sentence in Dr. Moon's appeals before Mrs. Knight live under Alec Beauty. Willie Slay zoomed in like Captain Blues, grin the rest. She threw page one in front of the Badger Outlaw. The rumours of Whitley B came out of AMP 3. It was Little Stars 2010. Gin D was on for Spell Today. Spell FM, internet radio with spreadsheet news, made for computer geeks revenge slots, was costing Sol airspace, and our world office had to step in with a mirror sight. For any would-be database assemblers, comments via email to all text 21 were the building blocks that, to Home Office efforts, in 2010, part 3, missing word of the Chinese card file had next card down to Begetted was her maiden venture, and she approached the Argold of a squad counter, counting and resting before going in. Our old officer, cadets, time travel studies and practices with K Blue made a dolly file. She expected the squad officer to open with the body shop manager estimate program. If he did, then she was fully prepared, having used the paint shop pro daily since the lost license trials of 99. There I fancied coming in. Lost license trials of 99. Then I quickly thought it could be very long winded, and they found a way to have themselves excused, which I have considered before as innocence involved in survival, whereas they say all debts have to be repaid. You know, everything that's been going on and everything you've done. And it all gets accounted for when you're older like now, and you have to pay up for everything. Whereas at the time, you were trying to survive because they wouldn't allow you to live, have any money, any respect or anything that resembled getting on with it. Because they were going to have it all, and you die with the youth and all the rest of the kids who do the same thing. Because them knackers think the idea is to be under her slavery, working till everybody's dead and the world's in her hands, and they get all their own way. We mentioned the Prime Minister already, and that's a fantastic view. I'm going to find a time and place to sort it out, Mrs. Knight. I found out little Steve was on Riley's. Seeding a few callings flooded the aroused idea. Skirts in a trend net. Had a nice story with Mrs. Knight. She'd slipped in one night into the school. After the school had been locked up, she had a pass key. They wanted to check out the pockets in the cloakroom of the kids' coats that had been left. And there she was when she heard the door opening up the corridor. Could only be the caretaker coming to have a look around. She dived in behind the coat to keep her leap out alive. That's correct, because the caretaker walked straight past. Sports, oh, I quite like that. See curly tops of Lee. Curly tops of Lee. All the plans. See you later, dear. Curlies. Heavy weight, £45 bar. What were them other ones on each end? It's a quite a heavy curl. I tell you, curl's a difficult thing. Strict. Just been on about the back, Bruce Lee back, the lower back. My lower back's been broke since a child. Like the dude in the fight on the Game of Death. Where he busts him over his knee and reels around in agony, which is correct, because I could never lie on my flat on my stomach. Now getting severe pains in my lower back. Suppose it had been done like the way Bolo crushed the gods up and into the dragon. By granny and mother, I would assume I've got no memory of it, but that's just how I've looked back and imagined it must have taken place. How else would it be broken in that manner? So yeah, just the other morning I was lying flat on my back. I thought, oh, I'm going to get this repaired here. And I seen the small of my back, and there's a photograph of it as it happens, it's just come out at the same time as a YouTube of it where I just disappear on the video with a sword in the room. I was just saying, and Sue could have been thinking, like, don't you think we need more space? There's a pair of hands reaching up to the sword. Now, I was also saying that there was an entity in the house. The deceased soul wronged terribly. That was really, you know, horrified resume. But with all the work I was doing on the computer and the fear.com and all that, I got vacuumed off down the internet, which was quite funny at the time. I was fully aware there was a terrible presence of something dead in the house, and spooky, you know. And there's that picture of the hands reaching up to clasp the sword, and I was thinking, looking at Susan saying, you better disappear and quick. And I actually did on the video. If you look at the find the video on YouTube, me with the samurai sword, I'd trained all day, right? Had no energy left, I was weak as water. And thought, well, now's the time to try and pull something out of the bag and make a video. I didn't have any strength left. When I put the sword away, rattled three times, right, it was curious. I had no strength left at all, right, before I decided to make the video. Nothing, I was completely out of strength, right. And the sword wouldn't go back into the thing at the end of it. I took the three shots to get it to go in. I had absolutely no strength left. It's really funny in a way of that, but point I'm trying to add to is how I disappeared on there. I was standing. I never knew. Sue never mentioned it once. At first I thought she must have been expecting it was her turn next, and hoping it was her turn next to go wherever the hell I was. But then after studying it, when I put a picture of the other one for to make space on something I was busy with, a project, a comic do, it dawned on us that she could have been thinking herself, you better disappear and quick. because there's a pair of hands trying to reach up and grab the sword, and it, like the Exorcist 2 along with Richard Burton, and have you seen that, where he squeezes the heart, comes out and squeezes the heart when they're doing the thingy, that sort of thing. But like I say, I hadn't noticed it. I played the tape back, I was starting, I said, look, that soon I've disappeared, but she didn't seem struck by it. She wasn't struck by Mary being on the Out Elements either. I was playing the Out Elements CD from the 60s, right? In His Image, it's called. I said, Christ, Susan, look at this. Mary's on the film. That's Mary. At first, I wasn't too sure. I thought, it's Mary. I couldn't. I said, so that's Mary, isn't it? She couldn't talk much then. Like, she'd been through so much. I don't know exactly what had taken place, but she wasn't having much to say, you know. It's difficult to squeeze words out from her. She used to talk all day long at first. I had to shut up in the car when we're driving. I said, listen, Sue, I'm going to crash this car if you didn't shut up. Because she wouldn't stop talking. She'd never, since we first got married, she would never stop talking. I couldn't get a word in anyway. I grew up to like it. I used to put us to sleep at nights and that. She'd sit up talking all night long. Took the break. And Mary would come round. Yeah, but I was, see, I know me and Mary are the best of friends, and Susan and Mary are the best of friends as well. Now, the only difference is, on the film, In His Image, right? It's definitely Mary, no doubt about it. It's a fantastic acting performance. Yeah. If you study it, if you knew her, you'd come to this conclusion. But like I'm trying to point to say here is, the only difference is, her lower lip has a mole missing. Mary has a mole on her lower lip, and in the film, it's definitely, there's no, anyone that knows Mary will verify that. That's Mary Robson. I looked it up on the Waikai, I found out what the name was. Long time after, like a few months ago, or a year ago, it was Mary Squire, she was called. I looked it up on Waikai and it's disappeared since, not there. Had a list of films she was in and this and that, and she's an American. And now I looked lately and it's not there, she's not known on Waikipedia anymore. Very suspicious. That was the 60s and she looks about the same age there on the film as what she was when I met her. She was 50, Susan's bridesmaid. Chief bridesmaid, and I've become the very best of friends, had a very long, last friendship together, and she's had a lot of laughs. Got a song which I dedicate to her. You know, now I made the song, Someone to Love, Mary. I used to have great fun with Mary. Like, so like I said, I know her very, very well, right? Susan knows her very, very well. Best of friends, right? It's definitely Mary. But the thing is, there's a mole missing on her lower lip on the film. Which causes us to make a study and think, but how on earth could she be on the Outer Limits in the 60s? And my bridesmaid in 1990? You've got to laugh, man. I mean, how do you explain it? And called Mary Squires, and now Mary Squires has disappeared off Wikipedia since I had a look at it and tried to link it all up, pointed it out to the public there. Anyway, that's that for just now. I'm going to come across that some other time, so I like that story and it needs fully wound out. Yeah, the discs here, yeah, Mrs. Knight's interesting, isn't it? No, they can allow you to take everything, all your possessions out of your house, and there's no investigation. Nothing the authorities do is wrong, you know, so lift all your equipment and all your stuff. And they don't get investigated, you can't even tell the police on them, because it's them that actually do it. So I was enjoying that, but the PCCDs and DVDs, other unclaimed items. She had seen 3 to 6 or more cases of computer CDs and DVDs, dating back to Windows 95 even, and was proud that the achievements included within the Windows 98 supply, too. About sums it up, doesn't it? And then I was a bit dubious about bringing the story to mention today. I know I should and will again. Because they think in your junior life where you've got to survive and do this, that, and God knows anything to get some money together, so you can buy something to eat, sustain yourself. They think you have to pay up any way they see fit and any time they desire, because nothing goes by the by with them.
So you've got guys in prison, right? For this or that. And they're just emptying the contents of your house whenever they feel like it. And you can't tell them. No, they've set fire to your car, pinch your car, extortion, insurance charges. Can you believe that? £800 or whatnot me for insurance for a year. I've been driving since I was 17. Worked in a garage, never ever made a claim. Never had an accident. And they're advertising like £100 insurances for certain people. God knows who's getting it. They're charging me £800 each year. 3 years, never went down. Still the £800. They're freaking comedians, aren't they? Never made a claim. Been driving since I was 17. Never had a crash or an accident of any kind in a car. And they want £800 a year. Obviously, the car cost us £500. And had it for 3 years. And they were taking £800 a time. And never went down over the 3 years. They're crackers. Absolute crackers. And they've got people in Nick prison. Well, they do that sort of thing. The corruption, overcharge. Everything's overcharged. They're totally insane. Well, I should get into the political side of these things. I'm going to knock this off now because there's a lot to go on with in the future.